and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is May 7th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to have you here with me today. Lots to talk with you about. French elections over here. Had a lot of stuff happen with that. Violence in our streets over here. False fights between, neighborhoods and stuff. I think we have agent provocateurs doing the same thing they did before, trying to light up the city so that the French could use the mess in their suburbs to take away civil liberties and crack down with more of a police state. You know, America's claiming terrorism for their reason to do it. Over here in France, they're gonna say that the messes in their suburbs are the reason they're doing it. And so, of course, we had like 400 plus cars burned and 300 arrests and bloody noses everywhere and so-called anarchists running around with the kerchiefs over their faces, which is the typical false flag operation, ladies and gentlemen. You know? And then Mr. Sarkozy over here, of course, working the crowd and acting like everybody's hero. And that is, there is a new investigation that I would really like everybody to start looking into here, because it leads back to money laundering, drug money, theft of all kinds of stuff, international crime. It's a company called Clearstream, and much of the criminality that has happened here in Europe over the last, I guess 7 or 8 years, the biggest names in crime kind of root back to this Clearstream company out of Luxembourg. It's a money laundering operation, a banking operation connected today fully with the Deutsche Börse, which is the German stock market in Frankfurt. But it had false accounts set up. There were a lot of French politicians' names on transfer accounts, how to avoid their tax payments, how to clean up some money that was being made. There was money missing from their accounts at $1.7 trillion. all kinds of criminality, and it's not dissimilar to the group called BCCI that everybody could look up and remember. And I'm going to ask you all to try to do a little bit of investigating on this company, Clearstream. Please don't send me the stuff that you find right away, because I've read all that, but try to make some connections between the American, the fleecing of America, the selling out of the United States assets, and the shipping of them to other places. See, once money leaves America and ends up in Europe, it's called a euro dollar. And euro dollar transfers over the last 10 years have skyrocketed, and much of it comes at the hands of arms sales and drug sales out of the Middle East, and I mean out of America to the Middle East and elsewhere. But look into Clearstream, and you'll find that Mr. Sarkozy's name is prominent in there. And he is, of course, a Hungarian Jewish origin, his mom is, and he comes from royalty in Hungary, interestingly enough. And from the Sephardi group of Jews, and of course, if anybody knows about Sephardis, they changed to what we know as Maranos. The Sephardic Jewish community are those who adopted on the surface Catholicism, but in fact were practicing the Jewish faith when they got home. Now, Mr. Sarkozy claims to be Catholic. Now, is he? I don't know. His circle of friends would tell you otherwise. And not dissimilar than Mr. John Kerry in America. You know, and we have the same false right-left fight going on with Kerry. Same. His name is John Forbes Kahn. and he was never designed to win. He was there just to make it look like he was putting an effort in to win that election. And then, of course, George Bush sauntered right in and barely could win it, even with it being handed to him. And over here, it looks like Madame Royale kind of just turned the whole thing over to Mr. Sarkozy. And I wonder if the people in that party are on the up and up, you know. You take a look at Iran, too. I've often wondered about this stuff over there. America was doing deals with Iran behind the backs of the world while their hostages were there. Reagan had gun sales and weapon sales going into Iran, and of course the Americans were setting up a war with Saddam at the time, and there's always been American and Jewish Zionist influence in Iran forever, and so when you take a look at right-left paradigms and different parties, Socialist Party versus the right party, and Democrats, Republicans, it really doesn't matter much, guys, because both of these groups are thoroughly and completely controlled by these criminals. And it is a mafia, as I've talked about before. This mafia is the mafia of all mafias. And this Clearstream company was laundering huge amounts of money coming in from drug sales. Now, again, you know, a drug dealer who happens to be Dominican or Panamanian or El Salvadorian or whatever, he's not at the top of this thing, even Mexicans even, unless they're a part of that Murano group. Generally speaking, they're not involved in the day-to-day operations. The street-level stuff happens in the hands of the Latino crime syndicates. The real crime is when the money gets cleaned up and recirculated into legal channels around the world. That's when it becomes valuable. That's when it gets into the hands of South American Zionists, as well as their backers in different parts of the world, such as the city of London and New York and Chicago and Paris and Berlin and other places, Frankfurt, moreover. But the monies that are being made need to be transferred around the world, and they can't throw it in anybody's face that this is drug money or sex slavery money or arms sale, illegal arms sales money. They have to make it look or make it not show up, and that's what this company did. So take a look at it. It's another avenue of investigation that I think everybody, and I'd like to see if you can find some connections to American names when you do some digging on this Clearstream company, because I have to think that over the last 7 or 8 years, all of this thievery that's been going on in America has been finding its way to Europe. I mean, a lot of the, you know, you have George Bush Sr. has his second residency over here in Geneva, Switzerland, right next door to Bremer. This guy Bremer bought a billion-dollar mansion next door to George Bush Sr. right on the Geneva Lake there. So how much other money from America was being shipped clandestinely through this German-fronted Clearstream? And then, of course, Mr. Sarkozy being embroiled in the cover-up, and there was money coming into the coffers of his campaign, and he denies it. And then some judges were kicked off their benches for looking into it, and others kind of disappeared down the suicide hole and other stuff. So interesting, that is. You know, lots of frauds out there. I want to share with you one that I experienced this past weekend with the Floyd Mayweather and the fight with Oscar De La Hoya. It was a fraud, the final outcome. $120 million worth of monetary activity in that fight, and De La Hoya beat him. It was pretty clear to anybody who watched the fight that De La Hoya won, and they gave it to Mayweather. And that's not me being sour grapes, and I had no money bet on it. I just watched it. I love boxing, and I watched this thing, and I was shocked. And the commentator over here in France on the television station that I was watching was screaming, "Scandaleuse, scandaleuse." And a guy named Brahim, I forgot his last name. He's a big fighter over here in France, so one of their champions, was saying he never saw such a rip-off boxing outcome ever. It was the worst one he'd ever seen. I was shocked. But funny that Oscar De La Hoya didn't fight about it. Paid off? Maybe. Funny that Madame Royale just kind of filtered away. The election's a done deal. She doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Filtered right into the background. Not a fight in sight. Funny that. Same as John Forbes, Con Kerry, just filtering back out and not demanding recounts, not demanding, investigations, none of that stuff. They're just kind of filtering out. Yeah, I lost, so see you later. it stinks of corruption. It stinks of crime. And I hope each and every one of you out there can see the connections between this. Because look, you know, our job here on the French Connection is not. It has always been to start shedding light on more facts about this network and how it works. Who's involved? And it's huge. The amounts of money alone in the trillions are just shocking. But who the people are at the top? I mean, this is a generational crime syndicate that runs things here, and it's existed for so long and in so many countries and been moving about with impunity for so long that, you know, it's going to take a huge effort to get these people out of that. You know, we've done a good job of nipping away at the edges with this, but it's amazing, you know. And I wanted to bring up a couple of other points here before I go today. You know, one of the people that has been writing me lately is Rye Dawson. And I made some comments the other day about Rye being rather angry with me for saying that it was on his site, saying that I was trashing him about a video he made. And I didn't trash him about a video. I had made a suggestion of how I thought it would have improved it. I said that if he had added some of the upper-level criminals involved in this stuff, it would have strengthened the video. But the way it was read on his forum and on his website was that I was trying to trash him, and that was not the case. You know, there's been some misunderstandings there, and I do know for the most part he has put out some decent information. I don't agree with all the people that he works with, like Rivero, because I think Rivero's lying through his teeth about the Pentagon and about NASA and about so many other things. But, you know, I can't. There's no indication that he is working for them, for the bad guys. None. I don't see any. And you know, if he wants to work putting some of our information out there because he appreciates the level of quality of some of Bolin's work or even some of my files or any of the other information that we've been able to put together, then that's fine. And it's the same with this Conspiracy Central's calling me wanting possibly to put up some of the audio files because it's important information. Look, if you find the information important and informative and it's going to help people that you are truly interested in bringing up to speed, then don't make it a personality battle here. You know, if you want to make this stuff have impact, do it because it's the right thing to do, not because you don't like me or because of something I might have said or implied or whatever. You know, if that's the case, and it all it takes for you to get this stuff further afield is me to apologize for something I may or may not have done, then look, I'm sorry. I just want this stuff in the hands of as many Americans and Europeans and world. It's a worldwide conspiracy. Why am I saying Americans, Europeans? Everybody. I want it in everybody's hands. We need to start coming to grips with the depth of this, and there are a lot of people out there who, maybe out of ignorance or out of loyalties that were, you know, I've had loyalties to people for longer than I should have, and made some mistakes with people, and then have turned around and been bitten in the butt by it, and I understand that. And so, I mean, if you want to work with Rivero, and then you don't realize that this guy is actually selling you out on the NASA issues, and all you have to do is look into that, guys, and you'll find out there's so much rotten fish around this NASA thing and this moon stuff and everything. You just want to vomit when you look at it. It's astonishing, actually. And I urge you to look at it just so that you understand that I think this was just another way of stealing massive amounts of American taxpayer money for decades. That's what I really think. And of course, there was probably some social components to the conspiracy as well. But, and then the JFK thing, all of that stuff too, you know, trying to spin that away from Israel. It's, the fact that that all looks like it's heading in that direction is Bruce Willis, a Zionist Hollywood, a Jewish Hollywood actor who's now saying it was CIA in America. Well, you know, yeah, there were American Zionist Jewish participation in the killing of Kennedy, but so they also had their henchmen in the Italian mob working with some of it, and they also had some of their clandestine operatives working for the George Bush clan involved, and there were several groups that actually pushed that through. But why did they do it is the question. Why? Well, we know why. Kennedy was pulling the cover back on a nuclear program that the Israelis were putting together, and he was also rattling the cage of the Federal Reserve, and talking about starting to authorize even more money than just $450 million to be put in circulation through the Treasury, independent of the Fed. Yeah. So, and there's some several other things. So, like I said the other day, investigations into the Italian mafia's connections to the money men. Again, getting back to the conversation we had just a few moments ago. So, but they don't want you to know any of that, so now it's going to be all CIA, all E. Howard Hunt, all this nonsense, and I don't trust that stuff for 2 seconds. Yet to be proven to me, guys. I don't care what some guy said on a deathbed, that's nonsense. Where's the supporting documents? Where's the supporting evidence? If it's not there, then don't trust it. It should be about using your common sense and knowing that these people can always control everything that gets released. And this guy, Bruce Willis, owes his life to the Hollywood elites that are trying to cover these lies up and certainly would never be allowing him to tell factual information, especially when you know darn well that much of the evidence, if you look behind the scenes, actually does point to Israel. And that's not being stated by him in any way. And that he happens to be Jewish and he happens to be a recipient of largesse that came out of Hollywood since he was a young man. And he's played the filthy role over there with his wife running around. Just awful stuff. Vulgar. He's, the vulgarity of all the stuff that goes on in Hollywood. And this guy was not condemning that vulgarity, but rather promoting it. The Demi Moore front page, half-naked, pregnant stomach stuff, and, offensive, vulgar. So he was part of the whole plan, and he always has been, and they're probably pulling him out to bring another Hollywood type in there to confuse some of the facts. And as soon as I see something like that, I say, wait a minute, we got to look deeper into what these claims are by this guy Hunt, because it's pretty clear to me that that when they pull another guy out like a Charlie Sheen or a Willis or somebody else, there's panic. They need to cover this up, so they bring out a star to do even more lying about this stuff. Anyway, that's all we really are here, ladies and gentlemen, is question askers. And we put it out to you to maybe do the work. I mean, there's 8,000 to 10,000 of you out there. Many of you are very interested in finding the truth behind these things, as I am, and I read everything. And do the work, do the legwork, and see if we can come up with another grand slam here on information, and I'll put it out there. And all you websites out there that are mad at me, take another look at our work and see if you can't start helping us to promote some of the facts. Put personalities aside, I will try to do the same, and let's get this stuff moving into the mainstream where it should be. Because this guy, Alex Jones, is such a lying sack of credulity that we got to get rid of his importance to this whole movement and start taking away his gravitas as a means of promoting ourselves beyond his lies. There are there is a hungry group of people in America and Europe and the rest of the world too that want to know these facts. And we need to be heard by more and more people all the time. So let's start working together and see if we can't do that. Anyway, till the next time. I'm a little bit tired. And I want to let you know that I'm trying to keep my health up. I'm feeling a little bit better, but boy, these files wear me out. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all to be well. Bye-bye now.